But you guys can sit down, because in the treasure chest, which represents, by the way, our hearts, if you didn't catch the analogy, we have some things. We have a Bible. And we're going to read the gospel from the Bible, from the gospel of St. John. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my hands. My Father is greater than all in what he has given me, and there is no snatching out of his hands. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm going to sit down in this chair. You know why? Because if I sat on the floor, we wouldn't be able to finish Mass because I could never get up. Okay, you guys sit on the floor and let me sit here. Because here's our hearts. And in our hearts, there need to be some special things. You guys like kisses? Yeah? Eva? No? Yeah? Are you willing to give kisses to everybody in the church? Well, we'll get to that one in just a minute, okay? But here in this box, there was a Bible. And that was pretty important, because we were able to share what Jesus said. And it's important for us, whether we're Zoe's age, or Eva's age, or my age, or even as old as Jim, that we have in our hearts what Jesus said. And that we think about it. It's very important that we think about it. And then, you know what else we have in our hearts? Who's this? It's a lamb, right? And we're told that Jesus is the good shepherd. Have you ever seen a shepherd? Have you ever seen a sheep? Where'd you see sheep?
I don't remember.
Ah. Well, sometimes you see them on a farm. You might see them on TV. You might see them on the roadside. But sheep, it's important that they have somebody that takes care of them. Because sometimes sheep can get into trouble if they're left to their own devices. Because sometimes sheep do kind of stupid things. And you know what? Sometimes I get into trouble if I'm left to my own devices, because I do kind of stupid things. That's why I got to have somebody that can help me. Now here's the hard part. Who do you think can help me? Dun, 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 dun. Who can help me, Zoe?
Jesus.
Atta girl. Good for you. Absolutely. And where does Jesus have to live in order to help me? In our heart. In this treasure box. In this treasure box. But this is what we're going to do. You know what? Every month, we're going to talk about this treasure box. And today, we're going to have someone, either Zoe or Eva, take this treasure box home and working maybe with your brothers and sisters and maybe with your mom and dad. Think about something to put in this treasure box, because next month when we get together, you guys are going to try to fool me because you're going to have something in the box. And I'm going to have to talk about what you got in the box. because today it was easy. Because I got to put in my Bible and I could talk about that. I got to put in the sheep because we talk about being the good shepherd. And we need to have these things in our hearts. And how do we get them in our hearts? We ask. It's pretty simple. We just ask. Now sometimes people don't do that. Because they might think that church is just some place you go on Sunday. But if Jesus isn't living in your heart on Monday, it doesn't make any sense to go to church on Sunday, does it? Now, are you guys all ready to give kisses to everybody in the church? How about if you give these kisses to everybody in the church? You go give a kiss to everybody in the church. Whoops, there's one. Get that one too. There's another one. There's wine. Need more kisses, Eva? Yeah. Guess what? I get the leftover kisses. Would you guys like more kisses? Do you want those kisses? Can you ever get enough? Can you ever get enough kisses? I get a kiss too. Well, thank you. Okay. Now, who would like to take this home? Because in here, and actually, I couldn't remember when we were going to do Children's Church next month.
Third Sunday.
Third Sunday, which is the Sunday after Pentecost. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, right here, whoever takes this home, this is the reading for the gospel reading for that Sunday. And you and your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters can look at this and think, what can we put in the heart of this treasure box? So who would like to take the treasure box home and bring it back? On the 22nd of May?
So what kind?
I think it's the 15th.
The 15th?
Yeah. Get the missal out and make sure he's got the right reading.
That's Pentecost.
That's the third Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's Pentecost.
The 15th. Hopefully you got the right reading. It's the 15th.
I brought both of them. Okay.
It's a Pentecost Sunday.
Yep. Okay. So who would like to take the treasure box home and bring it back? Okay, I got my hand behind my back. I got my fingers up. Between 1 and 5. The one that gets closest gets to take the treasure box home. So you guess a number between 1 and 5.
3. 1.
Zoe wins! So Zoe gets to take the treasure box home. And then on the 15th of May, when you come back, you bring the treasure box home with something special to the heart that makes sense to you. Now you're in charge. You don't let these guys push you around. Okay, so you think what makes sense, all right?